Hang on a second, guys. One second.
What up?
We've got to give a shout out to South Nashville Heating and Cooling. Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Friend and supporter, showing proof. Also, the longest running sponsor of I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast.
Absolutely. Look, man, South Nashville Heating and Cooling, where quality and craftsmanship come together. They've been doing this since 1985. That's almost 40 years of service. Expert designs, quality installation, superior service.
Absolutely.
And let me tell you something.
What's that?
Tell me.
I feel confident in the fact that South Nashville Heating and Cooling will keep me warm in the winter.
For sure.
It'll keep me cool in the summer.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, these middle months, you'll be comfortable even then.
Absolutely, dude.
Y'all know the deal, man. South Nashville Heating and Cooling, we love those guys. Y'all see the name, y'all see the number. Tap in.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Always.
Stop!
It's I Got Some Shit to Say, the podcast, man. We're back like we don't stop, because trust us, we never do. All we do is work. Y'all know me.
Fuck you, Squints.
That's right, RIP.
Whizzle fizzle.
Forever and always. With me, as usual, right next to me, I got that one dude.
ChadArmsTV.com.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, shit your pants.
Okay. And next to him, we got that other guy.
Look, man, I don't want nothing but elbows and assholes from your grandma. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's pretty specific.
Okay.
That's how it makes sense. I heard the bird calls here. Shout to the kid. Mr. Beard's in
the fucking show. Shout out Larry Hoover. 2024. Shout out Jeff Ford. 2024. Shout out Mike Hunt.
That's right, Leroy Biggs in the building. Also, if you hear that, we also got that one dude.
41 flavors of twat sauce.
And you know it's me, man.
Yeah, he's
there. That was fucking fire.
His drop is fire. Welcome, fellas. Happy fucking New Year, motherfuckers. It's 2024 in this bitch.
We survived.
Fucking resolutions and all that shit in order.
Oh, shit. Is that what we're doing? Resolutions? Yeah, affirmations?
I guess so, man. I really don't do them.
Maybe past accomplishments, though. Where we've all been this year. Shout out to the podcast, killing as usual. But, I mean, it's been a great year for all of us, dude. I think.
No.
Yeah, it has.
My dad died.
Mine did, too.
I died.
You did. There's been, ups and downs. It's every year, ups and downs. But I guess at the end of 2023, I'm excited.
Dude, our dad's died.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm excited about 2024. It seems like the end of 2023, we're just at this, position to just...
They can't die again.
They should have left y'all's in
one and done.
Damn.
What?
Oh, man.
That was harsh.
Yeah.
Shit's
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I just realized what you said, bro. And, hey, man, look.
Shout out to the gang.
Family for life.
Big S&P in the building.
Big S&P for sure. Shout out to Twax headphones, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, Twax headphones are for an 8-year-old boy.
Twax ain't no crip, but the headphones is.
Real talk, though, that's true. Yeah. You feel me? My son got mine.
Yeah.
It's
all good, dude. Twax attack, dude, in the building.
Twax swapped them out like maybe he won't notice.
No, he got me like maybe he won't notice. I noticed.
All of you fellas and our listeners and watchers, hope you all had a great Christmas, unless you just didn't deserve it,
or you're Jewish,
or that celebrated. Yeah, or that. But
looking out for you guys, hashtag right.
I was so glad. I'm so glad Christmas is over, bro.
Fuck, man, yes, dude. Yeah.
God, I can't.
Me and Twack were talking about that after lunch,
mm-hmm.
because you know, son's birthday is Christmas Eve. Then, yeah. You know, then he's got to go to January and February birthdays.
I told the rest of the kids, ain't no Christmas this year.
Yeah, forget about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And for me, like I was telling, you know, it wasn't all on gifts or nobody got spoiled or nothing like that crazy, but like. You know, everyone helped me when I OD'd. Like, it was like nobody lashed out. Nobody had it. So it was like I felt like I owed everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know? Right, yeah.
I get it.
I didn't have it, but I'm not in debt. December, I spent $6,500.
That's a lot of money for a month.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like.
I don't care who you are. That's a lot of money for
a month. Yeah, right. A lot of money, well.
I don't give a fuck if you're, you know. Unless you're Birdman.
Yeah. Shout out Birdman. He's watching.
You know what I mean?
He's probably watching.
And like, it was just like, you know, I got like good Christmas for me was like, hey man, you would have if you didn't do it for them, you would have spent it on blow.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
Did any of you guys get any gifts? Like, we're all pretty much at that age where we don't really get many gifts. You know what I'm saying? And that's fine. You know, it's all about the kids. It's all about family and shit at Christmas now for me. But I do slick get a little gift here and there. You know what I mean?
I did too.
Amy's mom gave us a $75 gift card, which is amazing. That's how we got these couple
I
new.
I got a gift from my mom,
Okay, dope.
And it was really weird. My siblings all got me something.
All dope.
Separate.
Yeah.
My mom got me a pair of shit-kicking boots.
Hell yeah. That's all. That's a win.
And mud hole stompers.
You know, like fucking.
Don't tell them what I got you.
Twag got me rent pay. You know what I'm saying?
For real. I got a new pair of Ithacas. It was in my stocking. Those are starting.
Okay. Hell yeah. Right.
I'm a huge Ithaca guy.
Okay.
I got the Snoop ones, brother. Snoop Dogg.
Hey,
so you're wearing fire. Another man?
The most man.
I don't know how to take that. I don't know. The way he said it, though, was like he was jealous. But yet, you know, I don't know what just happened. Anyway, Merry Christmas, fuckers. Yeah. I'm glad this shit's over.
So,
the kids had a great fucking Christmas.
I was, kids over here had a great Christmas, too.
Lily got Olivia Rodrigo tickets. That's like
fire,
man. Bruh.
Fire.
Dude. She went nuts.
I want to say the worst and the best part of Christmas.
Go.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Worst part of Christmas, I asked Dallas and Tara, my nephew and niece, like, I'd already been, like, taking shots at what they look at because they're teenagers now. It's not like they're circling shit in the magazine.
Right.
And they both told me, I don't want anything. The only thing I want is AirPods. And I was like, well, I've had $90 pair of AirPods. I'm sure that's not what they mean. And sure enough, AirPods go up to like $500.
$150, $170, some shit.
Yeah, well, see, that's what I got them. I got them a pair of $170, thinking they needed them.
Yeah.
I walk into the house, and both of these fucking snot-nosed motherfuckers have AirPods.
Oh, shit.
In their ear.
They just wanted an extra pair.
I learned after the fact that the new pairs were better.
But they are.
I thought they didn't have AirPods.
Yeah.
So when I walk in and I have they're wrapped.
Yeah.
I can't tell them I bought it.
Yeah.
But I walk in and I see Dallas on his iPad and I take the fucking AirPod out of his ear. I was like, what the fuck is this? He's like, it's my fucking earphones. I was like, all right, you cocksucking motherfucker. And I'm talking to my nephew and he's like, where the fuck did you get them? He's like, you Santa. Bought them. He's like, you got them. No, he's talking about the ones on December 15th that he already has.
Mm. Oh, he's like, and you bought those two and didn't remember?
I didn't buy them. My card did, but I didn't, you know. And he's like, you bought them. I was like, well, I'm the sucker, ain't I? And I walked around the living room. Mom's came out. She's like, why do you keep saying you're a sucker? And I was like, come here.
Buy humbug,
Because you had another pair under the tree.
And then the best. So we do Dirty Santa every year with my mom's family. And my mom's family in the past 3 years has shrunk in half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just getting old and passing away and shit, right? Well, so we do it. And every year I win some sort of fucking cookware.
Yeah, what'd you get this year?
Yes, right. Dude.
This year I got a cotton candy machine.
Fuck yeah. Why didn't you bring it over here? Yeah, should have brought it here.
Hold on. Yeah. So I had it. And it's like in a box, like it's not like a big stand up one. It's just like a little right. Just
experiment with it, man.
Hell yeah.
Well, I had it, and I go see my homie. Shout out BK. BK's dropping January 1st.
Hell yeah.
I go see BK, and I know like my friends are my family now. Mm-hmm. You know, like we all like they like all my friends know my niece and nephew. Like I know their kids. Like you know, it's like squints and like you know, it's like
yeah.
When I see his little girl, I was like, hey, you know what? I got the perfect gift. This is like the day after Christmas, so it ain't wrapped or nothing. I was like, sweetie, you like cotton candy? I fucking love cotton candy.
Right.
And I hand the box out. And it was Merry Christmas, and it was just like, I didn't plan on that, right? I put so much effort into other shit, but that little one-second interaction with a gift I really didn't want, like I wanted a game, right? Fucking made the best part of it. Like,
that's kind of where it is too. Mm-hmm. Like, we got some gift cards and stuff like that, which is fine. But like, it's more now
the kids,
giving stuff.
Y'all saw Hartley's fucking Barbie house, bro. I mean, do you talk about an upgrade? Because we had the same facts. Here comes a fun fact: the Barbie house we had. Y'all know I got three daughters, and Kimora is fixing to turn 18. The Barbie house that was in our house used to be Kimora's.
Oh, well, okay.
Like, dude, it had been through three hurricanes. Yeah. Like, there's windows busted out that motherfucker. Like, it was ran down. It was time for a new dream house. Hartley had her eyes set on one. We ordered it online. It came, and I wrapped it, but I didn't understand. I didn't take for 1 second how big this motherfucker was compared to the one we bought 10 years ago. This motherfucker, this bitch has done went from the middle class suburbs to the motherfucking bougie shit.
She's got security cameras.
Bruh, security cameras, gated security.
Rottweilers and
all that. Fucking hideaway beds and shit. Like a slide. Like what the fuck? A pool. Like the other one was dope. But it wasn't like the other one had an elevator. That was the dope thing about this. You know what I mean? But the new one's got an elevator and it's like fucking a D attraction. Can, like,
damn.
Yeah, dog.
Damn. I was going to say something fucked up. And I was like, we're talking about a little girl's present. But like, never mind.
Yeah, right. Good and bad thing. The good thing about Christmas, well, like I said, I didn't do Christmas this year. I got too many birthdays back to back. But it's the smile on their face.
Yeah, that's what Yeah, sure. That's
I
it.
I usually go all out for Christmas. It's a smile on their face, though. The bad thing about Christmas, the ungrateful ass parents,
man.
Yeah,
but like this year, my son's birthday Christmas Eve, so he couldn't ride a bike. It's like trying to focus on steering and pedaling at the same time.
Yeah.
Get it.
Yeah,
but
how's your son?
He just turned 11.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But my brother stepson had a motorcycle. My brother bought him a motorcycle. He could ride the motorcycle perfect when he got on that.
Your son.
When he got on the motorcycle,
he could ride because he ain't perfect. Pedaling. He just
You riding it.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to get him a motorcycle.
Yeah.
So without him knowing, on his birthday, I pop up. I went and bought him a motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
His mama. No, he can't have that. Well, he ain't going to ride it. What?
Yeah. After you done dropped the bag.
They can start arguing.
What is wrong with you? Like, he's like, Mom, I know how to ride it. I already rode one before.
Yeah.
Like, they just be so
their mama bad, like, man. That's how the mama
bad. Crazy, man. Like,
what's dope, man, is getting to the age where they damn near grown.
Yeah.
Bruh.
Yeah,
dude. You telling.
Boy, but, hey. I'm winning, man. I don't think I got to do it just pass out money.
Yeah. At one of mine, yeah. Help on the rent.
Y'all know Lily. Lily's 12, 20. 13. She's shifting. You know what I'm saying? So now it's going from all the toys
to money
and gift cards and shit. So she's down for that. Like she and like makeup. Like that's like a huge thing with Lily right now is makeup. Yeah. Kimora, all money, all the. Because she had like a few specifics she asked for. She got.
They want to go get that shit themselves,
right?
Or you know what I'm saying? They want to save it. Yeah, they want to save it. Tuck it to the side. Yeah.
One thing you said is easy, but one thing I've noticed too, like when you start at the money thing, right?
Yeah,
it doesn't end.
No, it don't.
Oh, it ain't gonna end.
It don't.
No. So like, it is cool in the fact that it's easier.
Always, right?
Oh, you know.
Yeah, that don't. Yeah, it's gonna. Let me tell you something. That is going to happen regardless.
So, in one way, like, I figured it out, too. It's, how do I put it? I got it at about $400 a month between two kids, as far as them getting cash, right?
Yeah, for, like, lunch and that kind of stuff.
Well, not that.
Stop pointing at me.
But the extra shit. like when they're not at the house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, extracurricular activities.
Right, and it's, like, 100... For 2 weeks for each kid.
Gotcha.
And it's like, here, you know, you ain't going to have one night where you're spending $62.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, you can go 15 here, 15 here, 15. And when it runs out, hey, bitch, it's fucking 2 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty good, man, because now, like,
cost of living so high.
Every time
bro.
You leave the house, it costs $250.
Exactly. Cost of living so high.
We used to bitch about leaving the house and it costing $100.
Yeah.
That was like 2020.
Yeah.
Now 2023, it was like $250.
Yeah. It was like going to dinner was a $100 bill.
No, last
minute. And now it's like.
I spent $230 from this morning to coming up here.
Bro, we went to fucking O'Charlie's the other night, all five of it. Like me, Amy, Lily, Hartley, and Kimora. $90.
Yep.
It was really
fucking O'Charlie. We went to O'Charlie's like say we should have just went fucking fast food and just dropped $50.
The thing about it is though, bro, and I've been doing this 20 years just because of watching my mom do it with fucking, you know, we had six kids in the house at all times.
Yeah.
And it's like you figure out the dates on shit. So it's like for a long time it was like, well, them motherfuckers, I've only ever seen them go out and eat Tuesday. And it was like, well, old Charlie's had their fucking specials on Tuesday. And it's like to this day, like Dallas and Tara aren't spoiled, but at the same time it's like
they ain't in
we all hustle.
Yeah.
We all hustle. Like they, you know, So they don't have a parent situation. They got like four different parents.
Mm-hmm. It's a village, man.
Yeah, a village. Village raised a family. You're damn right, bro.
Shout out to the village people. Like,
but with them, it was like we never had to tell them, you know, like by default, they were ordering water.
Shout out to default.
You know, and it's just like.
For sure.
They understand,
dude,
man.
Soda, soft drinks now in the. I said soft drinks. What am
you
I
said soda old? And soft drinks.
Matter
soda
of fact, y'all's kids probably going to take that money I gave them and get down and get a root beer float down at the local hop.
When's the last time y'all had a root beer float? I have one right now. It sounds so good. Every time somebody says it, I'm like, ugh. But I ain't had one in fucking
fuck root
34
beer,
years.
Yeah, for real, dude.
Root beer fucking sucks, dog.
Root beer floats don't.
Root beer's trash, bro.
I love root beer, man.
You gotta have or cream sugar float.
Hell yeah.
Now there's fire. Yeah. So, but root beer can go fuck itself.
Look, y'all know how these particular type podcasts go when you know, you have a few established members showing proof in the building. We sit down, we get to talking this shit, and it can go every which way. Right. But I can't let us lose sight of it's the end of the year. We just went through Christmas. Congrats on all that. But a lot's happened this week. It's Happy New Year, whatever the fuck. But got a new video from O&E, Chad Arms, the intro from Troy and Emmett, available now.
Absolutely.
In real time, last night, we were blessed with the new video from our guy Leroy Biggs, featuring Ryan Upchurch, bobbing my head.
Yeah.
Fire-ass video on both counts.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, can I say this about
please
that?
Do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm totally fucking sorry.
What?
For about what?
O&E and what? Chad.
For what?
Well, I just like... The video coming out was like a split second, 30-second conversation.
No, bro, I ain't worried about
no,
that.
No. Yeah. I know y'all weren't. I know y'all weren't. Y'all helped share it and everything. But it's like, for what y'all had planned.
Shout out to anyone that shared either video.
Yeah. For what, you like, y'all had a plan, y'all had everything, and it's like, I shouldn't have done it like that.
No, man.
It's more pressure, dude.
Fuck them. Yeah, it's more pressure,
yeah,
though.
Yeah,
it's funny.
Just personally saying.
No, yeah, well, I appreciate that.
I immediately thought from a standpoint like, damn, this could so get construed another way. And like, it was to the point.
Fun fact, though.
Two hours after, tell
everybody
about deleting it.
Tell everybody. What the? That's stupid.
Well,
tell everybody what my last text to you was. About what? I said, bro, we need to team up and shoot a surprise video. I said, bro, even if we just team up, shoot it, and then to surprise everybody with it. Yeah. And then Leroy just had one tucked away.
Well, but in all fairness, though, you've had that.
Yeah, I already knew about the video.
And you've been saying you wanted to drop it by the end of the year.
Yeah, facts.
And it's fine, bro. Yeah, we've fucking hit them both, man.
He dropped that motherfucker, and that motherfucker instantly did nothing.
Yeah, it's doing bananas.
And motherfuckers going to watch one and go watch the other.
Facts.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It all works. Yeah, perfect timing.
But I see what you're saying, but don't be sorry about that.
Perfect timing. Love it. I love that both are available now. Twack, we need one from you ASAP. We've talked about this.
ASAPington.
Yeah.
Well,
like you just said, surprise.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm with it. But it's coming soon. We're
surprise y'all.
Yeah, man. I think that's ultimately that. Like the motive of the conversation, though, man, is that we're going to finish the year strong, two new visuals from the guys, and, you know, and
man, like Twack.
We finished the year strong.
With it, man.
Yeah, exactly. Huh?
I'm excited.
We finished it already.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. That's like where it. I'm getting. That's the motive of the conversation. That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, we're the the momentum going into 2024 is crazy.
What I was saying to everybody was like, for a long time, you know, it was really just like on the outside, it's just going to look at being lazy. But the guy's honest truth, man, like for the first little bit, I was worried about getting out and staying sober.
Yeah.
I was really worried about it because it was like, I didn't change my life, but the whole life changed. Mm-hmm. If that, you know, that I may have said that wrong.
Your environment, surroundings.
Like, yeah, man. Yeah. It wasn't like I didn't make new friends. Mm-hmm. I just stopped answering some of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't like I didn't ghost nobody. I let everybody know, like, hey, man, I'm on some different time right now. Like,
yeah.
And it just came out this week. Like Squints had texted me. I've been talking to one a lot. I saw Twack. I was able to get in the studio for 45 minutes, and that shit lit a fire under my ass, and it was just like,
yeah. What happened?
I was with Twack recording, and I had the last day of school. I had to go pick up my nephew because he was sick, and I had to leave the session.
Was he sick?
Yeah, no, he was. I stayed away from everybody because
I was asking, though, because you said it's last day of school.
It was poop.
Yeah.
Like, that motherfucker was faking.
No, see, man, I thought it, too, until the nurse said
it. I sure would have pulled it.
Lily fucking skipped school. I couldn't believe it. She's never said that to us. She was like, can I skip school?
I thought the last day
was. Her perfect attendance is shot, so we were like, fuck it, whatever, if you want to. We let her stay home. But she, like, actually said it to us. Like, it was weird.
Hey, she was honest about it.
For sure. Yeah.
And this is a...
But hang on. What were you saying about lighting a fire under your ass?
So, it just lit a fire. Like, I fucking... Before all my shit went down and I was just, like, finishing the fucking Mr. Big shit, I was just, like, it's almost a chore to be me. Like, I didn't want to be me anymore. I just want to... I'd rather...
Or that particular version.
I'd rather sell drugs.
Yeah.
I'd rather sell drugs and worry about music and fuck all this other shit. If I got a problem with you, I'll blow your head off, not make a post about you, and just leave this shit alone. Mm. Now that I'm sober, it's like, damn, yeah, man, you remember why you did this shit. Yeah, this shit feels good. Like, and it's just like
reestablishing yourself.
Reestablishing it. But yeah, man, and it's just like, this shit's a fellowship that come through this, you know, and it's like,
we're a cult.
At the end of the day, no, basically, bro, yeah, we are. I met motherfuckers that are the same as me and the same, like, I can talk a certain way and everyone's going to understand what the fuck I'm saying. We all got the same background.
It's a village.
I do, because I'm thinking about the same shit. Like, this year, just... Because I've been trying to stop. I'm a fucking drug addict. Fuck it, I'm a drug addict.
Oh, man.
I've been trying to stop, but, you know.
Hey, man. What are we going to do? If that's what you want to do, bro.
Withdrawals is a bad mental.
When are y'all going to get the tattoo? When can we all get in the tattoo?
I actually talked to your dude. I've been talking to your dude.
Shout out Joshua Small. He'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, and here you go. Here's a little fun fact for you. This is up dropping on January 5th. Troy and Emmett will be available February 9th.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
Man. Sir.
We've got to get something with y'all too before we finish this album, man. Got to. That has to happen like ASAP, like this week.
All right, it's going to happen.
No, for sure. But, yeah.
I'm here. And like I talked.
Right now. Well, we're all here
I talked to Chad earlier in the week. Like, the only thing fucking with me now is I don't have a sense of time.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll say something, I'll make plans.
We're here today. We'll record as soon as we're done here.
And it's like, well, we got to record the song.
We will, as soon as we're done here. Chad brought his laptop.
Yeah, I don't make plans. I just go with the flow.
Twax got his studio in the car.
Well, I just don't get my, what's the name?
What?
Interface.
But, just like it.
It's not in the car. It's right there.
I don't have my interface.
Like, right I talked to Chad about, like,
you know, I wish we could use this.
We're going to figure out, you know, just for lack of a better term, like a fucking dropping schedule, just to get content again.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The lives and shit.
Yeah, those are coming back for sure.
Shout out to Chatty Bobby and all the amazing content he's been blessing the internet with over the past month or two. Past 20 years, but at the same time, y'all know what I'm talking about. Chad's amped it
up. We've been on a fucking Leroy and Chad.
Chad is fucking awesome.
For sure.
Yeah, it's killing it, right, bro?
Over 25 million views.
Yeah, dude, as we're filming this, today's the 15-year anniversary of Chad Arms TV. It started January. It started December 31st, 08. This is being filmed on December 31st, 23. And we hit 25 million views on the channel today, too. So,
hey, yo.
15 years, bro. That's crazy.
ChadArmsTV.com.
We have been on a roll with the content, and it's just going to keep going. We're going to get Leroy Day in the Life's back. We're going to shoot way more Chad Arms
enormous TV amounts of, yeah, just enormous amounts of content. I mean, just in private discussions and on this, and just anytime y'all have heard anything we have projected for 2024,
you never know when the camera's rolling.
Absolutely. It's just a content overload, though. Like, there's no, you know, from the visuals, from the get what songs these guys are whipping up in real time, from the compilation CD we talked about early January or mid January. We're still doing that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You sure? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to continuously be applying pressure in so many different angles of this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's it's the move. It's ones that we've been working towards for a long time. And I think we're in a perfect position now to execute in every fucking way.
And we will be in cities near you.
Facts.
For sure. I
mean? Facts.
So keep that in mind, man. Make sure y'all always shout out where y'all at.
When this drops, is the 5th?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Chad. Shout out Justin Time. Yeah. Shout out.
Oh, and my birthday, too, man.
Absolutely. It's one's birthday tomorrow when this drops on the 5th. One's turning 40, damn it.
Big 4-0, man. I feel good, too. I feel real good.
Leroy's like, that's so far from where I'm at.
And he looks young as possible.
I mean, he does, dude.
I mean, listen, hey, I got about 2 grays, but you can't find them, bitch.
You're looking good, brother.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
No homo.
I can fuck your mama and your sister.
You're not talking to me.
Hell yeah. Okay.
Keep that in mind.
Talk that shit, man.
Big S&P in the building.
I think it was.
But I'm excited about it.
Stay tuned, man. We got it's going to be more content than we've ever had. We're going to We're going to hit that 100,000 subscribers this year easily.
Fucking layup, bro. You literally posted like 7 or like 8 days ago you hit 75K. This morning you hit 76.
Yep.
A whole another grand. Yep.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. And with the amount of content you're rolling out, it's just it's shout out Jackie Moon. I told you, Jackie Moon told me, he's like, bro, it is crazy. It's
building.
He's like, every time I open my phone, it's something new. I'll go to like just that reel, scroll, and it's gonna show something relative. Scroll again, it's another new one I haven't seen. Yep. Like and you know, there's so much content on Chad Arms TV. When you take it down to that short clip format that people are in love with nowadays, the reels and you know, the YouTube shorts and all those type things, the TikToks and all that. And Chad takes those thousands and thousands of hours of content and gives y'all what y'all want in that format, man. It's so much content, bro. Like, so much content. Bro,
to be real with you, I'll just be honest. Like, when I turned, like, you know, I turned 40 this year, and I had, like, one of those moments where I was like, man, I don't feel like I'm working hard enough on the content end.
Love
on
it.
On the music end, I have been, but like my content, I was like, man, I got to figure this out. I got to figure this
love
out.
Love it.
Yeah.
And then like all these clips we've been posting for the last 2-3 weeks, it's been booming. These are old interviews, bro.
Yeah.
These are old day in the life of Leroy.
Yeah.
These are old clips. Like we finna revamp. Like, we're going to clip up with all that stuff. And
yeah, but it ultimately steers people toward that content. Had it been missed, had they just been unaware, had they been unaware it existed, now they'd be familiar with that particular face they're looking at. You know what I'm saying? Like, had they not known Leroy Biggs 4 years ago and now they're seeing him, they're like, oh, shit. They go back. It just...
People are hitting me up that are seeing the clips and are like, when's this interview dropping? Like, somebody asked about that on the Blind Fury when I was like, that dropped May of 2022. Yeah. And then they asked one of Leroy's Day in the Lodge. I was like, bro, we did that in August of 21.
And now you're like attaching the link now and all that.
YouTube, bro. They finally did an update where on the shorts, you can put relative video and you can put the video that it's actually from and they can click it straight from their phone and go to the full video.
Yeah, that's an important element. That's huge, bro. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Because like before, it was just a short and then you was like, you couldn't put the link in the comments or nothing, and it was just like, right, they just had to go find it.
Well,
now they go straight to your full videos.
And too, like, for us specifically and what we've been doing, like, each one of these videos I'll have you know, some of them are 7 to 10 minutes long. And it's
We're throwing up 90 seconds of those motherfuckers.
20 different times that. In that video that, like, look, y'all, I'm just saying what others have said. Like, there's been a couple of times, you know, I probably shouldn't have said something. And facts. It was like, it's still, put it out. Yeah. What are you going to do? I fund me. Like,
yeah,
I got to get my YouTube channel going because
we can do that, man. We're going to do that with
Luke. Videos together, videos of me, but, you know,
Winston
showed me how to use the Filmora on my phone.
Yeah.
I've been putting snippets of videos.
Fun fact. It, bro.
And they've been going crazy.
Since I dropped the video yesterday, I think, like, we're coming up on 24 hours, like 5 o'clock, right?
Probably, like, how many? You're up there.
Oh, he's been gaining like 300 subs, it seems like.
I've gained like, like 300 and something subs.
Yeah, you're over, you're at 10,000, right? You got 10?
No, he's at 20.
I don't know.
20?
Yeah. That's 20,000 on the channel, but you got to thank Leroy's channel.
He ain't
posted on it other than like occasional live
years.
He'll post a music video, you know, here and there, but we're finna ramp up his and ones this year, too.
And look, hold on, my bad, Leroy. Another thing I was finna say was, you young.
Yeah,
for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. If you pay attention nowadays, it's a bunch of young people getting on, but they not talented like you talented.
Yep. Yeah, they don't have that personality, that charisma. Got the
talent, well, and too,
it's like you guys. Yeah, I'll just turn 40. Yep. You feel me?
Stop saying it.
And that's when people blow. You feel me?
And see,
like Jelly, going crazy right now.
Yep.
Well, and like, I just think it's like
around that age, you know?
I don't have a bunch of, you know, like, I could have done this another way. And been the oldest of my group and had all my childhood buddies and shit, but we'd all be in prison.
Facts.
Yeah.
You know, like everybody, I'm the young, everybody I roll around, I'm the youngest 10 years. Easy. Yeah, easy. Yeah. You know, and it's like one thing about this fucking fan base we're fucking with, Matt, the video's at 8.1 views.
Dope. Mm-hmm. Good for you, man.
But it's got 1,500 likes.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's just real. And he didn't pay for them shits either.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
like the rest of you fucks.
Our shit's authentic. I've seen motherfuckers, and I'm not throwing shade, because there's more
than
one.
All the time.
I've seen motherfuckers that have a million views and 1,700 likes.
Yeah.
Across the board.
Or that, like, they'll try to cover their tracks. Some of them are a little smarter than others. They'll have, you know, 50,000 plays, and they'll have 6,000 likes. 400 dislikes and 6 comments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you gonna you
boy, and one thing, so they don't show dislikes.
Better buy you
anymore.
Some. You better, yeah, but still, but I'm just saying.
But see, like that
you
was
better one, buy you some comments.
That was one thing I this fucking. This squad's gonna be
different. Damn, you yeah. can buy you some. You feel me?
Bro, you can buy all
everything's
that
shit, for man. Sale, bro.
This different. We damn, we learn from each other.
But you can tell just by reading age. This shit.
Like I used to use it as a testament. Like before they took that dislike video, bro.
Yep.
None of my videos had dislikes on.
I used to love hitting people on dislike, bro.
I would have 1,000 likes and 0 or 1 dislike. It was never like my
always the one. The one was probably me.
And well, at that point, it's like, hi, you got to get up in the morning. You know what I mean? Like,
fucking with back in the days.
I used to call Chad and tell him like, bro, go look at this video. We like, I'd show him something or share a video with him, and I'd be like, bro, watch, I finna hit the dislike, wouldn't I? I'd like people that. Yeah.
But then you got mad when people did it to us.
Yeah, but I do it. I love doing it just from the incognito. You know what I mean? Just not. No. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah,
fuck
they you. Never know who fuck is like. They don't know. I don't give a fuck.
It's good for your algorithms, though.
What I
don't give a fuck how many dislikes. Look, there's videos on Chad Arms TV that I see the dislikes on, and there are hundreds of dislikes on some of these interview clips.
Yeah.
And I don't give the first
fiddler's fuck. Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Because it doesn't matter. None of that matters, because you know what matters? The
interaction.
The interaction and the engagement.
The bank statement.
Yeah,
that too. But yeah, like Chad's saying, the interaction.
You watched it, asshole.
Yeah.
You watched it.
Appreciate you.
Regardless, if they hit dislike, they're still going to want to see the next one. They're still going to want to, you know what I mean? And like you said,
dislike that.
The interaction, though, is the gold.
We finna hit 200,000 followers on TikTok here soon, too.
Flex. Major flex. Shout out Chatty Bobby, bro. Doing his motherfucking thing. I love it.
But we had a really, like, going back to the 2023, like, we had some good and some bad stuff happen.
Yeah. Facts.
But just speaking from the podcast standpoint, we had a really solid year for the podcast, man. We had some dope-ass episodes. Bro. We had some dope-ass guests.
Facts. All that. You know we had some great moments.
We had a live show. Check first live show.
Bro, we did. We did our live show. That was fucking dope. Yep. What'd you say, one? I'm sorry.
Check some people off the list.
Absolutely,
no,
bro.
For sure, man.
The list is almost non-existent at this point.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, great year for the pod, man. I'm continuously proud of the progression of the show, but
set change,
set change, and I mean, like, your point, like, I think 2023 was definitely like where we've made a name for ourselves.
It was it was a momentum year. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Like when we were doing 2021, we didn't start till like July or August.
Yeah, July.
So we were brand new, and then 2022 is when we were really learning how to do the shit. Most of the episodes was just us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? We were learning how to do the stuff,
upgrading equipment,
figuring out. He was learning as he went. We were learning how to podcast like as we went. We didn't know how to do nothing. Man,
and this is actually my first full calendar year.
Yeah, for sure.
This past 2023, huge year for the pod, bro. Yeah. Like I'm telling you, like all of us just collectively, Twack, even yourself, from the times you sat down, you've probably been on the show like 5-6 times now.
No, you know, more than that many, probably 4.
Just 4?
No, yeah, bro, you've been on the long
time. Yeah.
3 or 4.
Okay. Let's argue about it. Ready, go.
Yeah.
I'm just playing.
I'll just be in the cut.
That's maybe the thing. But still, all of, well, if I'm saying on. Throwing flowers that way, I'll throw them at one. You guys can't tell me you can't tell a difference in the way one handles himself on the pod.
Nah, man, absolutely. For one, this right here.
Yeah, smoking on the pod.
That's one. Number two, man, like I was so goddamn nervous when I first got on this.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I used to have the big homium and
being
be like,
in the situation.
No,
you know, he had mom's spaghetti on him and shit. I'd be like,
mom's spaghetti. Yeah.
I was nervous and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Speaking though of pod progression, bro, shout out Chatty starting over the top with Tony. You know what I mean? The progression you guys have achieved.
Shout out to that, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, I was watching it.
Shout out to that. Shout out to Tony.
Y'all coming up on their 50th episode. That's fucking. That's bananas.
Hey, that is crazy.
We gotta get
all of y'all on there, man. Tony's mad that he didn't get Leroy to do some questions at the top. He forgot to ask him. But
fuck
we'll get
Tony.
Yeah,
that's
for real.
Tony's fault.
No, no, no. I'm saying Tony's mad at himself. Yeah,
dear Tony.
He's watching.
Shout out to Tony, man. Shout out to him and Chance.
Shout out to Chad on TV. I just got another.
I promise to not look so stupid.
Like
next time.
Something.
Oh yeah, we scheduled one. I don't know what dropped. Something dropped.
Look at that.
Probably a Leroy clip.
Shit
or something.
Is happening as we speak.
Yeah, as
right
we
now,
speak.
Right now.
You know, and in real time, January. Go ahead. You gonna say something? I cut you off.
No.
January 5th in real time. You know, at the end of the intro video, the guys announced February 9th. That's the first one on the checklist thus far. Yeah, yeah. But since we started this particular pod, I mentioned that collective show and prove collaboration.
Hold on real quick. Let me cut y'all real quick.
Go.
I hate to say this, right? Because you're giving everybody else they props, man. What about Squint's been doing these visuals, these videos and man?
Shout out.
I think this is the first year you've been
For sure,
man. The first full year, 2022.
He did Roadrunner, but he just edited Roadrunner, right?
Yeah, but it's been like little stepping stones.
The camera.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Doing the whole.
Well, and two, like it's like the next video I shoot. It's gonna be Squints.
And I'm glad he taught me how to do it. He turned into the guy
when it comes to the visuals.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? Remember, like, fuck them, fuck that. Remember that?
Yep.
When we shot fuck them, fuck that.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Bro, don't remember it.
I can't wait though to compare fuck them, fuck that to what we do next.
See, I haven't done one on the computer yet. Everything I done did that he taught me, I did on the phone.
Yeah.
But when I finally do it on the computer.
But yours is coming next. And it's so easy for us to do this shit. I think it's a lot of it is chemistry as well. Like motherfuckers
being. Let me have your watch.
Check this out. Yeah. Motherfuckers being willing to be like, now move over there, and then you just doing it.
Yeah.
Trusting the director.
It's really important, dude.
But shout out to you though, man, for taking over that role.
I appreciate being a part of a team that allows me to still be in a position to contribute other, you know, like having the pod and me being like the host of the pod.
And
like
saving us cash.
That too. You know what I mean? But with Big S&P, it's a way that I love being able to contribute in that particular way.
Hey, you know, that's a funny thing. Like, this is the first place I've ever been where, like, let's talk about the money shit real quick. So, like, we all make our own money, right? Squints is a job, all this other shit. Like, there's been several times, like, I'm sure I've asked everybody here, hey, man, give me $50.
Yeah.
Give me $100 randomly, right? Yeah. Right? I think.
It's my turn, though. You guys can all give me some.
Like, there's been a couple times, I'll say it, right? Like, fucking, I've sent Squint something, or Chad will send me something. Or it's, like, few and far in between.
I feel
But the too. Thing over here is, like, there was one time, you know, not one time, there's a couple times, like, Squint sent me $20. There's a couple times he sent me $100, and it was like, I never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It goes to speak to what we got moving.
No, damn straight, dude. And it's like fucking, you know, for me, like now it's like, bro, we spend every dollar, whether it's to get somewhere to do work, you know, we ain't paying promotion.
Nah.
Like we're putting it in, but it's like,
facts.
Bro, it costs $600 a week to feed a family of five.
Facts.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, sometimes more than that.
More than that.
And we're price checking. None of it's name brand. You know.
Same story, different book, Bubba.
Bro, and it's like, you know, to just have motherfuckers doing it at 40, it helps being 24 and having to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like it was like a sprung upon thing.
No, facts. Yeah.
You know.
One thing that you got in front of you all the time is OGs. Like a lot of motherfuckers
OGs,
ain't
triple OGs.
Well, the right ones. You know the mean? Right ones. You
but,
know,
but yeah. a lot of motherfuckers 24, 25, 26 ain't getting no OGs.
Right. No.
Ain't nobody to tell them when they go right.
Well, see, that's what I put it into a lot of terms for a long time was experience, because there's a lot of people I'd hate because it'd be out here. I don't give a fuck if that motherfucker's 40. He ain't done half what the fuck I did.
Think about,
you know what I mean? Like there was a long time I used that shit. Like. Why I gotta respect this motherfucker? I did more dirt than this bitch.
You get
like
coming from every direction.
I love
too.
That hoodie.
Cause let's say me and one life was probably different from Squints.
What the fuck you trying to say, bro?
No, for sure. I know y'all suckers. No, feel? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what
I'm saying, you know, like,
don't be racist, bro.
Yeah, hold on. Let me help my brother.
Come on,
but when you blend us four together,
oh, now you're trying to blend.
You get Leroy.
Now you're trying to blend,
which is dangerous.
You,
by the
you
way,
you get Leroy when you blend.
Scary,
us.
Which is dead because you're a monster in your own right, right?
Mm-hmm.
But man, you got motherfuckers around you that you can.
Because he done did this.
Like, oh shit! Like you can take pieces and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm voting for Leroy, you can man, learn, 2028, you know, man.
He can learn from everybody in the room, just like we can still learn shit from him.
2028,
man. For sure, because he there's stuff that we've been through, just from a music standpoint, there's stuff that we've been through and had to deal with that he hasn't had to deal with yet, and then
he's got to shut life, up and listen sometimes.
And just life, and, you know, and then there's stuff that he knows about the newer school version, like ways that stuff happens that he teaches us about that we don't know about. You know what I'm saying? The way that things are.
And I still got them teaching me stuff.
Man, yeah. If you don't learn something from these motherfuckers,
I'm still learning.
Who is in their youth and prime of their youth, in this moment that's going on with all the new shit that's going on, and all, man, you'll be a damn fool.
No,
that's
sure.
how people get old.
They ain't never have to sell CDs out the trunk. You know what I'm saying?
But other side of that, man, is like, if I didn't have a show and prove or somebody just to stick, you know, with me and shit, like, I'd have died. I did die. But that was my, you know, that was my own fuck up. But it was like,
but we were there.
And that was the eye opener, bro. Because I was in a position like, it was an overdose. I could have very easily have been shot.
Yeah,
you know what easily. I mean. It was like fucking no rapper shit.
Yeah,
I was really fucking doing some shit that motherfuckers couldn't put on tape.
And guess what?
And I survived. Like, it's gone.
Guess what? 2024,
I woke up.
It's gonna be that much
I was
better.
In this dream, smacking the shit out of them.
I value the fuck though out of like our personal like contribution of motivation that we all provide each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sort of like what you're just talking about.
Yeah.
But aside from like so, but fun fact, there's a group chat that consists of everyone to improve.
Yeah,
literally. Yep. You know what I mean? And there's tons of like individual motivation towards individuals in that group chat.
Right.
Yeah. But I know I can speak 100% accurately when I say that each one of us also have private texts and conversations with each other individually that provide even more motivation. And I think that part, bro, is like the most – that's what I love most about the thing we have over just show and prove. Yeah. I'm not going to say over here, but just with Big S&P, period.
Something to say that?
Stop pointing at me.
So I started out doing 12-step meetings and shit.
Everybody
I just talked to y'all.
I'm throwing this to you next time.
I just talked to y'all.
He went from 12-step meetings to 2-step meetings.
Talking to y'all, yeah, man. It'll be like, well, I didn't talk to nobody, but on Tuesday, me and Warren had a conversation for an hour and a half. Thursday, me and Tweck talked 45 minutes. Fucking, I just, you know, I talked to Squints on Saturday for an hour. Like, I knew I was getting in the right state of mind this morning. I called Chad Orns from the bathtub.
Facts.
Leroy will slick call you from the bathtub.
I haven't done, like, low key.
Nah, he goes like this is right here.
See his tits.
No, you see the chain.
It was PG-13. It wasn't.
But it's like I haven't done that in so long. Mm-hmm. And it's because, like, I hate to say it. So like,
you used to call him from the bathtub.
He called me and Mel from the bathtub all the time.
He's called me from the bathtub.
Yeah. Dude.
Pause. Like, no homo. Like, but
I'm comfortable in my, they ain't seeing my dick or nothing. And even if they did, hey, look, it's a Johnson. You know what I'm saying?
Or Jackson.
I've never seen his wiener, by the way. Just so we're.
Yeah. Oh, let me see.
Let me see what?
No, your phone.
I've never seen his wiener.
Hey, Homer, I can see your doodle.
Hell no.
Pause.
But yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff like in the works, bro. Like, not just music, but
superstitious.
From a content perspective, from a music perspective.
Absolutely, man. And that's one of the things that I want to try to do.
No, for sure. We're gonna get there.
Step the content up more in 2024. You know what I mean? I'm still getting used to just being in front of the camera like this right here.
Yep. Yeah,
me too.
You know what I mean? So once motherfucker get adjusted to that right there and figure out some more shit, step my TikTok game up. Like, that's one of the areas I want to try to jump off in.
One's got some really dope ideas for some conversational type of
absolutely.
Like videos and content for his channel that's going to be really cool.
Yeah, man.
Once we get it figured out, like, how he wants to shoot it, but like, we've got some really dope ideas for that for his channel.
We've had a couple conversations with some ideas that would, like, they'd be the first of their kind content wise. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
facts.
The only the only reason it would work like that is because of, one, who we are, and two, of the position we're in. Because, like, we could really pull motherfuckers together that
absolutely
would be a war zone everywhere else. And it's all like,
true.
We don't touch on it too much. You know?
Yeah, I feel you.
We don't want to get away,
bro. Yeah. I'm sitting here Chad, back to what you said, bro. I've literally went from 11 months ago, 12 months ago on the pod, mm-hmm. and I'm at 5 months ago. And bro, we have done some motherfucking slappers.
Oh yeah, 2023
on this motherfucking list. Throw something out there. What you seeing,
bro? Like when I go back to 12 months ago, like it started. I think the first of the year started with Edward Crowe. Shout out Edward Crowe. But then, like as I zoom, and I'm not trying to leave nobody out. Okay, so I'm just gonna run through just a few names I see after the first of the year.
Yeah. Episode 50 was 150 was a big one.
Bubby Galloway came through. Let me see. Harlequin Shorty, Emory James, Cortez Hellrell, Adam Calhoun.
That's the highest viewed episode. Shout out to Calhoun. Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Episode 150, he pulled up for that.
John Kilmer from YNK. DJ Highlight, Doobie. Mm-hmm. DJ Chill.
Shout out Chill, man. He got some beats on the album, too.
Trap House Coda, Eddie Valero.
You and Trap House Coda need to do something together.
Shout out Coco.
Talked about that multiple
shout out Coco
times,
Bridges.
Shout out Eddie.
Chad Valero, me,
hey,
for sure.
Look, man. I would say between me, Valero, and Coop, I've gotten so much closer with them just because Cheesy's been on the road with
facts.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
facts.
It's like Cheesy will call me from the van. And I know this motherfucker farting in the van and shit. Like,
yeah. Who the fuck is Justin Time? Kendrick P. Sunny Paradise. Twag Dude. Justin Roy.
Twag Dude.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah. That's when Twag got in the fold, man. That's when Twag got into the show and proof fold, man.
Yeah, you know I mean, they accepted me.
So many.
Hell yeah,
gave me my blessings.
I was blessed.
I'll be your dad, Twag.
I was blessed.
Blessings, you know.
I was blessed.
Y'all still ain't heard much yet, but guess
and
what?
And I'm skipping country. Shout out Big Country. I'm skipping so many. Shout out Lex. I'm skipping so many names, bro. I'm just shout out to our 200th episode, like you said, bro.
Shout out to Don Tripp, Starlito.
Fuck.
Like,
Nella.
Shout out to Lil Flip.
Shout out to so many people pulling up to the live episode.
If you ain't been on the podcast, you're a nobody, right? Yeah. Like, if you're on
so
it.
So come and be somebody.
You know what? Come and be somebody.
If you want to be somebody.
If you want to get down, why don't you jump right in? It's a crotch party right up in here. Why don't you lick on this?
But he goes like,
was that song on Sister Act 2?
Yep, Sister Act. If you want
come on, dude. Rain Man.
If you
want to
go somewhere,
what you got to do?
Yeah, man.
You got to wake up and pay attention.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Balls.
They was going.
Balls.
I don't know. For the first time ever, though, I thought we should have started a falsetto group.
We could be a boy band that, like,
we can't never dance.
Whoop motherfuckers' asses. You know what I mean? Like, you can't talk shit. We ain't the Backstreet Boys. We're the 14th.
We the band that talk the shit. Yeah. We
I'm with it.
We
I love the vision.
Like Eminem.
This guitar turned into
Joey
a chair,
Fatone,
bitch.
Dude. Yeah. I'm Joey Fatone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, what instrument do you play? The Glock?
So we going around beating up all the other boy bands?
We beat up
shit. They talk shit.
Okay.
Not to mention, speaking of 2023, we dropped some music in 2023.
We sure did. Y'all
did. He dropped two EPs.
Flex.
Man. Yeah.
He dropped The Return.
Yes.
And he dropped Devil's Son-in-Law.
Devil's Son-in-Law. Uh-huh. Motherfuckers uh-huh.
Leroy Biggs dropped Mr. Biggs.
And that's
the album.
Slapping.
Fire.
Yes, sir.
Chad Arms.
I dropped Live Forever.
Boom.
Slapping.
And there's classic. Something that's common with all four of those projects.
They're all slappers.
They all were slappers, slapping. And they all motherfucking charted.
Facts.
Stern.
These are all facts.
Hey,
Legacy dropped December 9th. He charted as well. And then in 2024, we finna get some new projects from the camp, man.
All facts.
So I thought
music that's been recorded.
I thought it
came out
too,
yet.
Man.
So hey, if y'all superstitious,
yeah, bleed
get
it.
Ready for the superstitious? Man. Knock on wood,
man. All kind of shit.
So I kind of had a nickname, and I got it because of Creek Thing specifically.
Mm-hmm. Nickname from Creek Thing.
And then Mr. Biggs did
pointing
it
against.
In
pointing.
September, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to call my Mr. Charted for a week. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Hey, look, all like right. Everybody talking, right? Like
that was a
I'm
bar in one of your songs too, wasn't it? I charted some, 4 weeks. Something.
It charted 4 weeks. Yeah.
Hey, we need to do a show called. The Powder Rangers, you know, we got to let them know what's going on.
Bro, I went through every one of them valleys. Let me tell you what happened.
Let them know what's going on.
You get a catheter. You get
a book and shit.
Moving on.
Yeah, you're right.
We just got things.
It's January 5th. Let me ask the guys, January 5th, who's going to win the Super Bowl? Go.
My granny.
Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones bought it. $78 million.
Who I got?
Win the Super Bowl. It's easy.
San Fran.
Baltimore Ravens.
Tennessee Titans.
San Francisco 49ers.
Hey, you got any hats with you?
Hold on, mate.
I got San Francisco.
I'm talking about the home team.
I just wanted to throw it out there real quick.
Fuck the 49ers. Fuck the fucking quarterback. Yeah, bring it up. Let me tell you why. Because I was a game away from the fantasy championship.
Oh, let's talk about it.
I won last year.
Let's talk about it.
I was almost back to back.
Let's talk about it.
I had a 99% chance to win this.
That's crazy.
Chad had a 1% chance. You know,
and Chad won.
All Purdy had to do was not throw the fucking ball to the other team 4 times and fumble. One.
And I told them I wanted in on this year, and I didn't get in.
Chad had San Francisco's defense.
Now Baltimore's defense.
Baltimore's
defense. I'm sorry.
That's unbelievable.
49ers turned the ball over 6 times.
The fact that you say you had
lost the goddamn game.
Anybody that plays Yahoo, like Fantasy League, it does tell you as the game.
Know how hard it is to.
But
you understand.
I never played.
It tells you.
As the game is going in real time, it tells you the percentage rate you have expected to win. And for it to say, and I saw it because this is the semifinals going into the championship week. Mm-hmm. And one being the fourth seed was playing the first seed or third seed. But you were third. Oh. One was the third seed playing the first seed, Chad. Or not Chad. The other Chad. Yeah, you.
Yeah, I was playing this Chad.
Yeah. And he had him beat.
I was fourth. Yeah.
And ended up losing by 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 1.2 points, yeah, I think.
Like going into that game.
That'd be the worst.
Crazy.
Going into that game, a defense would have to losing do what one. It normally don't do.
Yeah.
And the quarterback would have to do what he normally don't do. Mm-hmm. And all that shit.
Like, you just thought it wasn't possible to lose.
It's never.
And there's nothing you can do. You're just sitting back watching.
Probably the only person in the world that's ever happened
to. And as we're recording this.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and pay Squints because he's going to win. He's going
to beat
me.
So, the way this happened for me is at the beginning of the season.
That's for the other Chad, too. So, there's cool. $100.
So, the way this started is I started out 1-5.
Yeah, he was bottom of the barrel, dude. Yep, shout out.
Last place, 1-5, made the playoffs on the last game of the week.
Snuck in
the playoffs, 4th seed, played the second seed, dusted them, and then made it to the finals. And then, according to Chad.
Well, you got a 98% chance, and like congrats. It ain't going to happen to me twice.
I'm in this thing next year.
98%?
No, but
well, this year.
All I've got playing is Joe Mixon right now, and he's got 3 people playing currently, and he's already up 27 points.
The best thing about this story for me personally is that regardless of who wins this game, it's over tonight. And that's I love that we don't have to carry on to Monday night.
Yeah,
because that is a thing sometimes. But I cannot believe that it happened for me the way it did. I'm really happy about it.
Congratulations, man.
I'm done.
Shout out to the participants. Because I do not have a trophy yet. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Next to your name.
Yeah.
I don't have one yet.
App, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to get one.
Welcome to the squad.
Yeah, because I won the 2021-22 Fantasy League. Squizzles won the second one. Come on, Leroy. You're gonna get in.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, it's all great until they start losing. That, like I said, I was 1-5 and I was cussing up a storm. And then Squints
was almost fixing to give up. He's like, fuck it.
When the fucking bye week started kicking in is when my guys started like pulling shit off, and I was making. I did have Lamar Jackson and fucking Brock Purdy as my quarterbacks like all year.
But see, that the problem that you ran into is you was trying to figure out who to start, and there were times where you'd start one and he'd shit the bed, and then Lamar Jackson would have 80 points on the bench.
All facts.
And vice versa. Shout out Pastor Troy.
Like today, even in the finals, I played Brock Purdy, he put up 40, and I had Lamar Jackson on the bench, he put up 70.
He put up 70 on the bench.
Hey, on the bench.
Shout out fantasy though, man.
Shout out Ludacris.
So it makes the fantasy. It makes a football season so much better,
especially when we're Titans fans and they're completely utter hammered.
Yeah.
Goddamn dog shit.
That's
I never got into fantasy. I never played fantasy football.
Bro, it makes anything. It just makes it that much better. You just have a reason to watch. You're rooting for numerous teams.
And there's money involved.
Yeah,
money
there's
$350 pot.
You can turn on a random game, not give 2 fucks, and then be like, oh wait, I do have that one receiver. So then that means every time that motherfucking quarterback, whoever it may shall be, throws it that direction towards that guy, you're hoping that guy catches it, does something with, you know what I mean? It just gives you a reason to watch.
But like, shout out to the NFL, man. Shout out to the people who are doing it anyway, for being that damn smart to know, let's add something extra and pull these motherfuckers in.
So what about that UFAA, whatever the fuck, joined with XFL to form
the UFL?
The UFL. Have you seen this?
The USFL and the
XFL. So it's like 2 leagues playing, but that's
football league.
Like what I like about this is that there's 2 groups of athletes that are great enough to play what they're calling professional football, but just not on that NFL tier.
It's cool. I've tried watching it, and it just don't hit the
but,
same.
But way. I love I've the tried, fact.
But I like that they're getting opportunity, though.
Yeah, me too. But yeah. I love the fact that they're taking two establishments and bringing them back, especially with XFL just getting off the ground, The Rock still involved, all that kind of shit. But I think that's dope. It's just to know, like you said, just to give them the opportunity is cool. But hopefully, combining the two will give us just a better level of football
I'm sure.
to watch in the spring.
Baseball season will start.
So it's like bringing the NBA and the, all the overseas teams together to all play.
To a degree, I wouldn't say the NBA team. It's more like the D League and the.
Bro, I can't watch college sports anymore because this whole transfer portal shit.
It's weird. Bro.
You can't even get excited for your team because they don't ever keep their players.
Facts. I totally agree.
I mean, are y'all like that? With y'all are used to that because y'all are Bama fans.
You saying they can like?
I just want Bama to lose.
Example. So like, I'm a Vanderbilt basketball fan, right? Jerry Stackhouse is the coach. Mm-hmm. They had two or three players that were fire as fuck last year, and then they just halfway the beginning of this season they said we want to enter the transfer portal, and they just left.
I think I'm used to
no that. Warning. They can go skip. They ain't got to wait out a year. Like,
yeah, I don't understand none of that shit.
They go straight to another college.
Yeah.
To your point though, I think that's why I don't get into it all is because
it's trying to be the NBA, bro. I can't
watch much. Too much going on.
But this is the thing though. It gives those other teams that kind of got like a Colorado. It gives them an advantage because Deion is eating in the portal.
And now he's having people leaving now, though,
too. I heard some about them thinking about making it legal to pay college.
They already are. They're getting bags, Bubba. Yeah. Big bags.
Yeah. But, hey, check it.
They're making trading cards now, too.
If Deion would have taken the Colorado Buffaloes to the college football championship the first year, it would have ruined college coaching forever. Yeah. They would have never hired a Nick Saban or a Kirby Smart. They would have went and got a fucking a Revis or someone like that.
Like a player. Yeah. Like can talk. Yeah, yeah.
He would have ruined it. I love it, and I hope next year he gets his get back. I love the story. I'd watch it if it was TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
But he would have fucking ruined football.
I like watching it. I see what you're saying. I like the quarterback.
Here's the thing. It might be a chance to do that still.
No. Still, it's only the first year.
Yeah. I saw 2027, Deion is going to go to NFL and coach the Raiders.
Oh, that's
going
to happen. Yeah. And Deion's not stopping in Colorado. He's going to coach in the NFL.
He's going to coach the Titans.
He's going.
I heard the Raiders. For whatever reason, I wish I knew why I said that.
Come to the Patriots, Deion, man. Like, we'll take you, man. Oh, boy.
That's about time.
Y'all just got done with Belichick. Eat ass.
Is he done?
No, he's not done yet. But
Belichick's leaving.
He might be.
That's what I was saying. By 2027, he's probably going to be on his way out. But I don't know why I keep saying that. It's something I saw.
It's between Kraft and Belichick. Fucking Belichick. Belichick won them Super Bowls, and Brady left, and now he sucks, and Kraft's talking shit, and Belichick. They're done. They're done. I promise.
But see, the next coach for the Patriots is already there.
Who's that?
Is his name? Yeah. Billy O'Brien.
My Uncle Billy.
Shout out Billy.
Shout out Billy O'Brien.
You said Uncle Billy, and that's literally his name. You
got
Uncle Billy.
You got Billy. Yeah, you got Billy O'Brien, man. You got
his name's William.
Baby Belichick and that motherfucker.
Shout out Baby Belichick.
Yeah, you talking about his son?
Yeah.
Shout out Butterfinger BBs.
But I think Kraft and Belichick hate each other so much.
Jesus Christ, that was a mouthful.
His son will be.
I don't think they hate each other.
I think they do, bro.
Kraft's getting them damn Tuggies is what he's getting.
Man, shout out Tuggies, bro.
The reason I say
shout out Tuggies
because they did just sign them to a big ass deal a year ago.
Yeah,
you don't sign a motherfucker that you hate to a big ass deal.
Belichick didn't, or Kraft wasn't involved.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah. I really don't. He's the
owner. You got to be involved.
You know what it reminds me of?
Hey, I wonder if
Jerry Jones and Jason Garrett. Everyone acted like they was fucking cool, and the first chance he got, Jason Garrett's bitch ass was headed to Jason fucking MetLife.
Antonio Brown. I wonder if he'll play in that UFL. Antonio Brown. I wonder if he'll play in the UFL.
Maybe.
That'd be dope to see.
He would be played like Antonio Brown, been in the NFL, made a name, went crazy, still cool. He'd have to be on some like subcontractor contract.
Yeah, no,
like,
nobody.
Hey, he's only got to play three games.
No, one game. Hey, man, come play this game this week. We'll give you 125. Oh, okay. No one's going week three. Week four, motherfuckers, I'll give you $150,000.
Yeah, they're not. Those, they're not going to get names like that, and they're not going to.
Well, Antonio Brown's a crazy motherfucker. He may do it.
What about Ocho Cinco? He'd do it too.
Ocho Cinco would do it because he
RG3 would do it.
No, he's an NFL analyst.
Yeah. He's a fucking shitty one, too. I can't stand listening to him.
Yeah. But he loves to prove that he's still athletic.
You're going to see Vince Young and shit in there.
Right.
I thought I'd fuck with that.
I thought RG3 was going to be the next motherfucking one, dog, when he came out in the NFL.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, he's fixing to be my horn.
Yeah.
And then he got her. He just derailed quick.
Hit though, man. You see that hit?
No, of course.
He was on his way to have the best rookie season ever, and then he ran. And whoever that was,
and then he ran
that leg all the way up, and it
changed everything.
Yeah.
He's still fast though,
and now he talks.
I literally saw though the other day him in a suit. He took his jacket off and he ran a 40. Like on camera, like during a production, he like did this, and then he said, "So y'all called me because he ran like a 4.6, like it was fast, 4.4, like it was fast."
You know why he did that?
Like he could still
to prove
run.
He can move.
He don't want to play, and nobody
don't want to hurt himself.
Shit, that US, that UFL, bro.
He was in the league a couple years ago.
He getting that NFL check commentary.
He was in the league a couple years ago.
He made too much Subway money.
But it had to be better than the 4.6 because I know I can get out there and run a 4.6 right now.
I can.
I just threw that out there.
Any day.
Yeah.
I can run a 5.
I can run a 4.
That'd be interesting to see what we got. Could run. I got fake knees. I'm interested to see what I could run.
I can run a 7.4.
Damn.
I don't know what I could do. Depends on if I made it.
7.5. Sorry.
Shout out Show Improve Entertainment.
Big S&P.
That too. It's been a good year, fellas. I'm really excited about the coming year coming.
Yeah. So either bring the money or bring the indictments, bitch. Either way, I see you in court. Fact. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Cumming.
Prices went up after the first. It's safe to say.
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Leroy, think where you been? That. Blowing money.
Shout out to the upcoming paid shows and shit. You feel me?
Yeah, facts.
We
all
will
that.
Be in your city like they said.
Price went up,
all
though.
Over the place.
After the first year, price definitely went up.
Yeah.
Shout out to not paying to play.
We are.
Yeah, we run.
Shout out to artists
shit.
That get mad when they ask you what you charge for something, and then you tell them, and then they try to give you like a pity party.
Yeah.
And then you're like, dude, I do it because of this, this, and this.
Yep.
And then they're like, well, I'm an artist too.
Yep.
You're like, you have
shout
11
out to
and a half fucking
shout out to artists bro. That don't buy features and have been in here 10 years and still ain't made a fucking name. Hashtag just came back, bitch, standing on your motherfucking head.
Bro, it's just, I mean, dude, I can talk about the same shit from the pod. Like, you guys know, to earn a seat over here, bro, it's invite
talk
only.
Shit.
But there are opportunities for artists that we are unaware of or to want, you know, people we should supposedly get familiar with, whatever that looks, there are opportunities for you to like kind of jump the line and get your ass over here. Mm-hmm. But when you hit the fucking when you hit our DMs asking and inquiring about that, when you're hit with a fucking number, if you don't agree with that number, if you don't want to be a fan no more,
that's cool.
It's fine.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
but
clearly
it's,
moving.
Don't be mad at me. I don't know who the fuck you are. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
But that or fight all five of us.
You
or that. You know what I'm saying?
Just beat all of our asses simultaneously. Sad. You'll get a chair.
Anyway.
Like, Chad, you've done you've done this work for 20 years. Let me get something from you for free when I haven't earned it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Happens
in
all
of butthole.
The time.
And another thing that we have to stop doing, we're not bringing this into the 24, man. If you send somebody a song, it cannot be ass.
Oh yeah,
don't yeah,
send
dude.
No ass.
Oh, hold on, wait. I got a couple
shut
of them.
Don't like, send that shit over.
One's got you beat. One's got you beat.
I don't think so.
I think it's up to the artist. It's up to
are
the artist.
For me? Yes. Hey, one, you ain't got me beat on shit. Chatty ain't got me beat on shit. This motherfucker here.
So what Leroy's argument is that, you know.
I'm a whore,
that's
bro.
How
you got $500. You
that's how he
me
feeds
dog
his family.
Shit in an MP3 file. I'll give you 16.
I think one, that comes with your years of experience to where you hold yourself to a certain level of.
Man, listen.
He let me hear some
y'all
shit, too, though,
understand.
For real.
I totally
some
do.
Some motherfucker sent me some shit.
Yeah, it was like a bunch of them too.
Yeah, like come on, man.
Want to hop on one of these?
I don't care.
Like I'm a blessed one of them, but
no. The thing about it is, there's a song in this list that I'm talking about that if you was ever get, I don't give a fuck if they said, man, look, unless they sent you the bag, man, me and you had the box for getting on these songs, man.
They like, send me the bag.
I'm talking,
bruh, as long as they send you the
not
bag.
For these, not for these.
Like I said, I think it's up to artist discrepancy. If you guys
you
are getting paid
SunTrust.
What you guys want to get paid to get paid.
I'll show you a SunTrust home loan.
No, he mean the bag.
Hey, I'll call you on my way home. I'm doing the podcast.
Yeah, you got to have a bag for this.
He mean the bag.
This shit is, I'm talking about glad. You know what I'm saying?
Glass?
Like, no, glad.
Yeah, you bring me a bag of glass, I'll drop you a beat.
Glad.
G-L-A-D. Drop you a beat like you're going to start making beats now.
Shout out to the artists that, you know, we were just talking about the pod, and people ask, and they get
dumpster juice.
They get told a number, and we don't. You know what I'm saying? They don't agree with whatever. I like the artists that continuously send me content now. Mm. Once they've learned the number and what it takes to, like, jump the line, they'll just send me content. Like,
And I get it, man.
It never stops.
I've been there, too. Like, coming up, man, like, when I was coming up, I would ask artists for features. And a lot of the artists were artists, like,
established
the papers the 20 years ago, bro.
Facts.
And like I understood like then that it was, if I wanted to get somebody like that on a song with me, I would have to pay them money. You know what I'm saying? Because they, like, I understand people are like, I want to work with you. Well, bro, I want to work with Wayne. I want to work with fucking, you know what I mean? But I can't just call Wayne or text Wayne and be like, hey, man, you're dope. I'm dope. Let's do a song. You know what I mean?
It'd be very rare if that was to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like and I'm not.
And those scenarios do exist, unfortunately, but they just don't pertain to everybody. They don't apply to everybody.
And I love everybody, but of course. I'm just being honest with you guys.
It's a business, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It's a motherfucking business.
Uncle Cracker and Alan Grumblack called me 6 times last week. I don't want your goddamn feature.
Damn. Flex, but it's facts. Let's
finish it there, motherfucker. I'm on several different lists, bitch.
They hear you. They hear you fine.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, there's motherfuckers think I'm worth $15 million. If you ain't got that $500 for that monkey ass belt, you put your bitch ass in the back of the. Oh, I'm big. I'm bad. Bang.
Yeah, bang, bang. If it takes two. Whatever.
I'll shut you down.
I love all y'all. 23 was great. 24 is going to be even bigger of a year, guys. It's Big S&P to the dirt with me.
Big.
Way across the room. It's my guy, Twack Dude, man. Good to have you back, man. Pull up on us. We need a visual, Twack.
It's time to make some shit happen.
Leroy Biggs, the new visual. Bobbing My Head featuring Ryan Upchurch.
Another one coming next week.
Ooh, you heard it. And
Big Mildred, you know what I'm saying?
That
big,
guy.
Big Mildred. I'm talking about the biggest Mildred, at least 325.
Okay. All right.
Age 75.
And this guy right here, Chad Orange TV. Y'all go check out that new Troy Nimmitt. My bad, I about dropped it. Yeah. Y'all know me. I'm Squint615, Chad Orange TV. I got shitsay.com. Let's ride.
My chain real.
Bow. Mine's real, too. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. Let's drop a hit.
Bitch, we got views.